possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A major musical cancellation for this year's Great Minnesota Get-Together. A 7-year-old was struck by a car and gravely injured overnight in St. Paul. And Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison takes a deal in his DUI citation case. But first, State Senator Nicole Mitchell testifying in her own defense this afternoon in her first-degree burglary case. She's charged with breaking into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes in April of 2024, where she claimed she was trying to retrieve some of her late father's possessions. Mitchell taking the stand in her own defense this morning doubled down on her claims that her stepmother's Alzheimer's disease had been impacting her judgment.
I had just been trying to ask her once in a while, like, you know, have you thought about your plans for when we get a little bit further down the road? She didn't want to seem to think about her plans. She kept saying, well, my Alzheimer's is really mild. I just got diagnosed, even when it was starting to get farther back.
The state rested its case on Wednesday as the defense continues its case through the rest of the day. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is responding to the FBI's recent raid of the state's Housing Stabilization Services program designed to help find housing for older adults and people with disabilities, including substance use disorder and mental illness.
Investigators executed search warrants on 5 Twin Cities providers at 8 different locations who they say fraudulently claimed to provide many hours of service when they didn't.
If you're going to commit these crimes in Minnesota, you are going to get caught.
Governor Walz says anti-fraud measures have been put into place to detect and prevent Medicaid fraud.
You're always going to find people trying to cheat the system, but I think this legislative session with the new IG that's over there, the new tools that we have, and just the capacity for us, and I wished we would have got a little more. The one thing I wish we would have got, there are some AI tools out there that would help us on this.
Acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson says Minnesota has a fraud problem, and these warrants are another step in a much bigger reckoning. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison has pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of reckless driving in his DUI case. He'll be placed on probation for 12 months and pay a fine, as well as complete 2 online courses. The move resolves his 2024 DUI citation, but while his legal case is over, the plea still leaves him subject to NFL discipline. For a first offense involving alcohol in a driving incident, typically means he'll face a 3-game suspension. The NFL has yet to issue a statement on the matter. And some sad news from the Minnesota Zoo. Dari, the 13-year-old female Amur tiger, was recently humanely euthanized due to her struggles with an aggressive and incurable form of cancer. She was born at the zoo in 2012 and gave birth to 6 cubs, including Amalia and Andre, born on May 23rd, 2024. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith was hospitalized overnight. In a post on her official X account, her staff says she started to not feel well while working at the Capitol yesterday afternoon. That's when she went to the hospital at the recommendation of the Capitol physician. She was kept in the hospital out of an abundance of caution, according to the Post, and hopes to be back to work soon. St. Paul police say a 7-year-old child was gravely injured after being hit by a car last night.
It happened around 7:30 at the intersection of Wiper Avenue and 5th Street. The child was rushed to Regents Hospital with life-threatening injuries. Investigators say the driver of the vehicle showed no signs of impairment and is cooperating with officers. That incident remains under investigation.
That's WCCO's Mark Fry reporting. A Rochester man convicted of murdering his family with an axe in 1988 is expected to be released from prison soon. David Brom was 16 years old when he told authorities he had gotten into a fight with his father and attacked him, his mother, and his 2 siblings. During a parole board hearing, the now 53-year-old talked about what he remembered at the time.
I struggled with depression for some time, and it had clouded my thoughts, and it clouded my my ability to process things. And I had grown to a short-sighted view that I couldn't, I thought these things were going to last forever. And I knew I couldn't live that way forever.
According to the Minnesota Department of Corrections, Brahm is to be given supervised release on July 29th. Last week, it was the food. This week, it's the drinks. The Minnesota State Fair releasing details on the 70 new specialty sips for this year's Great Minnesota Get-Together. That's now just 34 days away. Drinks include the Grape Ape Wine Slushy, the Metrodome IPA, and there are a number of non-alcoholic specialty sips. The fair opens on August 21st. Finally, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Steve Miller has taken to social media to announce that he's canceling all upcoming shows, including his date this year at the Minnesota State Fair.
The reason? The threat of natural disasters, including floods and hurricanes, combined with extreme heat, which he says is putting himself, his band, and his fans at risk. The 81-year-old was to launch a 28-date tour in New Bethel, New York next month, with a stop at the Great Minnesota Get-Together on August 28th. The State Fair website now lists that concert, along with the Rascals, as canceled. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.